if you can only have one piece of furniture in your house, and it doesn't have to be useful, what piece of furniture makes your house feel most like a home?
I imagine it would be the stove, because everybody comes to Grandma's house to eat. And they all say, if you come to Grandma's house and you go away hungry, it's your own fault. So I'd say probably the stove.
That's what really draws everybody together.
So. My grandmother's rocking chair. No hesitation. That's what I want.
Yeah. And you're so sure about that because
It's the only thing I have left of my childhood.
So the first thing that comes to mind is bed. I remember when my kids were little, bouncing on the bed with them, and that was where they always came to greet us and playing and wanting always to sleep in our bed, and and now grandchildren.
Yeah.
So it just kind of seems like kind of a focal point, fun and togetherness. So I'd say bed.
So you could have one thing that makes a place a home.
I would probably choose a picture, especially if it's an old picture. I mean, it's got history in it. I can look at them time and time again. They never wear out.
Okay. So, you're on.
My leather recliner is like sitting in a fat lady's lap, and I could not be without it. Even though it was 1998, 2008, it's 14 years old. 14 years old.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
That would be my one piece of furniture. It needs a drop of oil, but hey, when I hit it, I'm asleep, so it doesn't bother me.
Okay, yeah, I think a kitchen table, because like a friend of ours, we were talking the other day, and it was like, you always spend the majority of your time at home at a kitchen table. Like, we're always sitting there either drawing with Lily or eating dinner or just sitting there with friends just talking. We're always at the kitchen table, always.
I would choose the bed. It's where the family sleeps. It's a cuddle time. That's all the comforting time together.
Okay, thank you.
The bed.
The bed.
The bed. I got a king size bed, and we all just, right in the morning, we all just kind of snuggle.
Yeah.
So, a king size bed.
Okay. So, a stove?
Yes.
Okay. Why a stove?
Well, probably a stove would be an old kind of stove where you could put wood in it and to be able to heat and cook and use it for multiple purpose things.
Okay. So, that make it really homey?
Yes.
Just one?
Yeah.
Probably our couch or the one main bed.
Okay.
Because that's where we cuddle when we do our conversating and just our chill time where nobody else is there. It's just us.
Yeah, just you.
What about me?
And you.
Yes.
You're us. Me and you make us.
I don't know if I would pick my kitchen table before my couch. The kitchen table is like, you know, where you sit down with your family to have dinner.
Uh-huh.
And then the couch, too, because, you know, you like to cuddle up with your family on cold winter nights and watch a movie or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know
so
which one.
Split.
Yeah. I don't know which one I would pick over the other one.
I'm going to say a couch.
A couch? What makes you so sure about the couch?
That's what you think. You know, your furniture and your living room is homey.
Family would be the best part.
Oh, you can fit more than one person on a couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd have to definitely be my bed.
It'd be your bed.
We spend a lot of time as a family in there watching movies and stuff,
okay.
So it'd have to be the bed.
Good. Yeah.
Mine would be my recliner.
Is your recliner?
Definitely.
That's because.
That's what I sleep in.
My big screen TV.
The dining room table has everybody's at.
Choose an item that makes you feel it's most like home. It would be
my bed. And the reason being is I took care of my mother for 8 years and she lived in that bed. Sick as could be, but up and about as much as she possibly could with a smile on her face. But every night I would kiss her goodnight and tell her, goodnight, sunshine. And I'd say, I'll see you in the morning. And she would say, oh, only God willing will you see me in the morning. And my mother died in her sleep.
Huh.
So I've slept in her bed since she's passed, and I feel my mother hugging me. So to me, my bed is it.